America is under invasion from within. We're under invasion from within.
President Donald Trump told the military's top brass and service members summoned from stations around the world that U.S. cities would be good training grounds for them.
We should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military, National Guard, but military, because we're going into Chicago very soon. That's a big city. With an incompetent governor, stupid governor, stupid.
Although the military is designed to handle foreign threats, Trump stressed the importance of defending U.S. borders from undocumented immigrants. He also took aim at what he called the radical left and its funding of insurrectionists while presenting his new vision for the armed forces.
Last month, I signed an executive order to provide training for quick reaction force that can help quell civil disturbances. This is going to be a big thing for the people in this room because it's the enemy from within, and we have to handle it before it gets out of control. It won't get out of control.
The move will likely set the stage for further legal challenges to the president's use of troops on American soil and in American cities. But not just any city. Trump's targeting Democratic cities in Democratic states.
It seems that the ones that are run by the radical left Democrats, what they've done to San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, they're very unsafe places, and we're going to straighten them out one by one. And this is going to be a major part for some of the people in this room. That's a war, too. It's a war from within. Portland, Oregon, where it looks like a war zone.
This year, Portland cited a 51% drop in violent crime, as crime nationwide is on a downward trend. But that hasn't stopped the president from deploying the National Guard to cities like Washington, D.C. under the guise of crime, and also Los Angeles under the guise of immigration and an insurrection. Trump was joined by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who also carried the MAGA message, railing against DEI diversity initiatives and declaring an end to woke culture.
For too long, we've promoted too many uniformed leaders for the wrong reasons, based on their race, based on gender quotas, based on historic so-called firsts, and we lost our way. We became the woke department, but not anymore.
Hegseth condemned environmental policies for a green fleet and electric tanks and spoke against transgender troops and physical fitness and grooming standards that are gender neutral, declaring a war on political correctness in the armed forces.
This administration has done a great deal from day one to remove the social justice, politically correct, and toxic ideological garbage that had infected our department, to rip out the politics. No more identity months, DEI offices, dudes in dresses. No more climate change worship. No more division, distraction, or gender delusions. No more debris.
He said he's weakening disciplinary procedures and hazing protections, and that military leaders should do the honorable thing and resign if they don't like his new approach. According to the government's own data, 1 in 3 women in the armed services has reported experiencing sexual assault or harassment. Janessa Goldbeck, who served in the Marines and is now CEO of Vet Voice Foundation, told the Associated Press that, quote, instead of focusing on what actually improves force readiness, he continues to waste time and taxpayer dollars on He-Man culture war theatrics. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.